from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. Earlier this week, I was on Facebook and I saw an ad for something called Positively, and it had a survey to see your investment style. And so, of course, I clicked on it and I took the survey. And it gave me scores in four different areas. It gave me a 36% score in viewpoints, which apparently is a high score. And it says, scoring highly for viewpoints, you are extremely curious and see investing as a way to satisfy and test intellectual curiosity. You like to make bets and see them come to fruition, and this is one of the main ways you develop as a lifelong learner. You have a desire to express your worldviews through your investments. And I think this is fairly accurate. I do take some investments as a test to see what will happen, because I do believe something will happen. And also, I suppose my investments do reflect my worldviews, that I see some countries as growing and becoming much larger economies, and as a result, I invest in them. It goes on to explain, you think deeply about how the world around you is changing and are willing to learn about technologies and trends shaping the future. This allows you to anticipate how events are likely to unfold. I think this is interesting, although I think it may be giving myself a little bit too much credit. Next is purpose, which I scored a 31% in. With purpose as a dominant characteristic, you place a lot of importance on meaning. For you, investing is not just about returns, but also a big way you can have a positive impact on the world around you. And actually, for me, I'm not sure this is so true. I'm not really that much of an activist investor. For the most part, I do think investing is about returns. For example, I'm pretty sure I own some marijuana stocks. And yeah, owning them isn't about spreading marijuana around, it's about a return. So I'm not sure why my purpose score is so high. Next is touch, with a 29%. As someone with a high score in touch, the way you interact with your investments is very important to you. Your relationship to investing is shaped by a desire to understand performance drivers and derive comfort. You like to dive under the hood and see what makes your portfolio tick. Research and validation are part of your investing identity. And yeah, for the most part, I would say this is true. My portfolio, of course, is comprised of many different funds, ETFs, mutual funds, and then individual stocks on top of that. It also says this quality makes you a natural sounding board for investments in your community, which also may be true. I do talk to quite a few people about investments, as we talk about what might be good investments and about the markets in general. Last was security, with a 4%. With a lower score for security, you are a confident investor who knows you need to take some calculated risks to achieve growth. Accumulating wealth is your dominant investment objective. To you, investing is about growth, even if accompanied by tolerable losses. You are willing to ride out material losses in your pursuit of wealth expansion. And I think this is a pretty good description of me. A lot of it comes with my investment horizon. I know that the money I invest needs to stay in the market for quite some time. And so if I do experience some losses in the short term, it doesn't faze me because my money is there for the long term. In fact, when the stock market goes down, that is the time I like to buy more. At the end of the survey, it gives you some suggestions of things that you should buy based on your financial personality traits. One of them is probably some sort of ARK fund, because ARK apparently is a sponsor of the survey. Specifically, I was suggested ARK Next Generation Internet, ticker symbol ARKW. Now, of course, this isn't an endorsement of anything or financial advice. Do your own research. And then they also suggested a number of other funds related to global impact and medical breakthroughs, probably because of that high purpose score we saw earlier. Now, if you're not familiar with ARK, and you know for the most part, I'm not, but I have heard them mentioned quite a few times. There's someone in ARK named Kathy Wood. She does some projections on Tesla, If you're interested in investing in Tesla, I do recommend reading some of her work. Some people have called her the Warren Buffett of our generation. But to my understanding, ARK has a number of actively managed funds. I know to some people, the words actively managed are dirty words in the words of finance, but really, I am indifferent to actively versus passive funds, and you probably should be too. But that is the topic for another episode. All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back. I wanted to share one other little fun, frugal activity I did this week. As you may know, I have a Roth IRA with Charles Schwab, and part of being an investor using Charles Schwab is they send you a magazine once a quarter called On Investing. And in this quarter's magazine, on page 7 of the spring 2021 edition, there's a little bingo game with different questions to see how financially healthy you are. For the most part, I did pretty well. I thought I would ace this, but actually, there are a few things I am lacking in. For example, I do not have a will right now, nor do I have a plan for long-term care, although I suppose I am a little young for that. It also says to research investment options for your health savings account, if eligible. The money in my health savings account right now is in cash, and so that is a missed opportunity for me, so I should look into that. In short, though, it has a lot of great tips and great suggestions in the magazine. If you are not a Charles Schwab user, I kind of recommend it. Just this magazine alone kind of makes it worth it. I'll probably talk more about them later and why you may want to choose a more traditional brokerage over, you know, these modern e-brokerages. Although, frankly, I use both. I'll include a link in the show notes for you to sign up with Charles Schwab. I'm pretty sure I get nothing if you use this link, but you get, like, money for using the link. So if you don't have a Roth IRA, you may want to check them out. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Frug Life, just looking at some fun little personal finance-related things I've done recently. Have a great week, and as always, stay frugal.